Okay, here we are. It's 2 weeks till Mix.
Yes.
And I'm here with Mad Scientist, Clint Ruckus.
Hi.
Clint, what are you doing here?
So this is project codenamed Jelly Bean. It's a Kinect-drivable robotic lounge chair. So right now you're seeing the frame, basically. So this is, we have high-torque motors with what are called omnidirectional wheels. So this vehicle can actually strafe on top of going forward, backwards, and turning, much like a tank. This is basically...
Tanks don't strafe, dude.
I know. Well, it can drive like a tank, so it can go forward and do the zero turning radius. But
yeah,
with the wheels we picked, it can actually strafe because on how you send power to them.
Very nice.
So on top of this part right here, what would live here would be the frame for the lounge chair that we directly mount, and then we can slide in, connect two wires, and then we can do a hand gesture and have the lounge chair recline and incline again.
Very nice. And so, tell me a little bit more about these wheels. Where do you get something like this? This off the shelf hardware here?
Kind of through the power of the internet. I found a company called Andymark that makes 10-inch omnidirectional wheels that each wheel can support 440 pounds.
Nice.
So this entire and so,
so
this,
the entire Channel 9 team could ride on this thing.
Yeah, yeah. This is what happens when you have a nerd design something.
Yeah.
Is that it gets over-engineered. So, you know, Larry, you've been helping me build this, and you know quite extensively how heavy this entire frame is.
It is heavy. It's really, really heavy.
But it's extruded aluminum, so it could be heavier. I mean, with, you know, two hands, I can lift it, but I'm slightly straining. So each wheel has an independent 24-volt power supply that then goes to the motor controllers, which is connected to a Sony Vaio Z-Series laptop. And on top of here, on each side, here and here, we're going to have a canopy over, so then the Kinect will be pointed straight down. And the reason why we have the canopy is because if someone's driving this, we didn't want to have a pole out there, so then someone would get like their knees taken out, kind of like Karate
Sure.
Kid.
Yeah. Very nice. Sweep the legs.
Yeah.
So this is the motors right here.
Yes, yes. So
tell me about these things, because they look like massive motors. I know
so
they're very heavy.
Each one is about 20 pounds. These are high-torque wheelchair motors, actually. So the idea was we're going to go overkill on building it and design it so whatever we throw at it will work, because we only have basically one shot at designing and making this work. So my opinion is over-engineer it, make it more powerful than it truly has to be.
Sure.
Speed-wise, we're looking at about 4 to 5 miles an hour.
Nice.
With the wheels. It should be able to keep up with a person walking. What I kind of want to do is, because this is, we have a primary and a backup, is in the Coding for Fun lounge is be able to have like races and maybe some jousting.
Jousting, yeah, I'm all for the jousting. And so probably my favorite part out of all of this is what the actual frame is made out of.
So the frame is extruded aluminum, and it's done by a company called 8020. So basically it's like industrial Lego.
It's erector sets for the big boys.
Yeah, so we basically built, after I gave a design company some doodles on kind of what I was thinking about, the parts that get attached to it, and then from there, they designed it, I gave final approval, they shipped it out, and just bolted it together. It was pretty painless. The most painful part was mounting the motors, because we had to do it upside down, because each motor weighs 20 pounds.
Yeah.
So it was laying in the back trying to tighten the screws enough so then we can mount the wheels and then flip it and then do the final adjustments.
Very cool. Can't wait to see it when it's finished.
I know. It should be drivable by end of today is the hope.
Excellent.
So thank you.
Clint.
Hey, Larry.
Here we are, day two.
Day two keynote.
Wow. So it's behind you now.
I know. So this is Project Jelly Bean in a final form.
All right. And Jelly Bean is the Kinect-driven chair.
Yes. Yes.
Very cool. And how does it ride?
It rides slightly bumpy, and that's due to the wheels, but it rides, it's very responsive. We actually had to tone back the power to keep it both safe and drivable.
What were the big challenges here? I know you were sweating in the office there for a while.
So one big problem that we had was the motors, they're big, powerful motors, and they were throwing up RF, and that was causing the USB to disconnect from the computer. So then it's like, oh no, how do I talk to the speed controllers that talk to the motors? So what I did was actually went old school serial. So we removed the USB all the way back up to the computer, so then the RF gets canceled out.
Nice. And you mentioned something about IR flares.
Yes, yes. So that was another big problem. So because the Kinect uses IR to figure out where you are, and the Kinect uses kind of a geometry pattern, so and how we have our algorithm for that detects the nearest points for movement, an IR flare up in the one corner then would cause the algorithm just to go off.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, it's like, hey, I thought I was driving here, but in reality, it's the screen saying, oh, you're here, and then it acts weird.
Right. Yeah.
So after all those issues were resolved, I mean, we drove, we hit the keynote, everything went off flawlessly. I'm happy.
Awesome.
You know, Dan's happy.
Yeah, and I noticed someone came up and said, did you drive it all over the office? What people probably don't realize is that this baby didn't learn to walk until you got here, for the most part.
Actually, I got it to drive, I think, like Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And I did a full lap around the office. The big reason why was to test that my solution for the USB timeout worked.
Yeah.
So once that all got solved out, we basically packaged it up, shipped it out here. I did not do any Kinect driving until we were on site here.
Yeah.
So that was Saturday.
Well, can we see you driving it?
Sure, sure. Let me go log in to the demo laptop. Hit F5, let this puppy boot up.
And so the two boxes there, one for each hand?
Yeah. Yeah, so view it just like a thumbstick in the air.
And how do you actually drive? Are you pushing forward? Are you tilting your hand? Are you moving it out of the box?
Basically, you're just moving it up in the hand. But see, now that you're in the shot, you connect vision, it actually, like I said, it's one of those things where it'll go off. But so by moving my hands up, you'll see the green depth map here.
Yeah.
You can see it there. So my hand, this part of the screen, we said this is your left hand, so it's there. And then right hand is there, so I can do stuff like, recline the chair by going like that.
And the arrow above that depth map?
That's telling kind of where it thinks you're going to move.
And I noticed you just reclined here.
I did.
What's the motion for reclining?
So the lower right corner of the app, we say we have a recline button. So all I have to do is just go down there, and it reclines the chair.
Nice. Very cool. Let's see you drive this thing,
man. Let me go turn it on. Okay, so motors are hot. So I can do crazy stuff like drive. I can circle strafe,
A little side to side.
Side to side. Back up. I can do cool stuff like parallel park. So actually, one of the hardest things to do in this was learn how to turn.
Yeah.
So on a hard surface like this, I can try to turn. It's just spinning the wheels.
Yeah.
So what I learned to do was do a kind of like a power slide maneuver, so then I can actually turn.
Nice. How long did it take you to get good driving it?
It basically took me Monday-ish. It was where I could... Basically, people are telling me to stop goofing off.
Yeah. And you going to put this on your car when you get home?
You know it, man.
You're crazy. Awesome. Well, thanks for showing us this.
Thank you.
It's been a great project.
Thank you.